So, let me help usher you safely around landmine number two. Here's suggestion number one. Always start part-time. This is so important that I wanted to invite my mentor, Mr. Jim Rohn, to help make this key point for you. For those who don't know Jim Rohn, he was considered America's foremost business philosopher and one of the most influential thought leaders in the history of personal development. Taken from his audio, Building Your Network Marketing Business, let's listen in to Jim.
Now, when I first was recruited, I'm a distributor for this little product called Abundavita. And here's what my mentor said, Mr. Schoaf. He said, Mr. Owen, you can start this miracle working business part-time. You don't have to go full-time, you can start part-time. And he said, if you'll devote, to start with, let's say 10, 12, 15 hours a week, where you'll start making a profit, here's what you can now say. I'm working full-time on my job and part-time on my fortune. Because profits lead to fortune. I got so excited about that philosophy. I'm working full-time on my job, but now I'm working part-time on my fortune. I found a way not only to make a living, you won't believe this, I found a way to make a fortune. Can you imagine what that's like then to get up in the morning? To go to work on your fortune, not to go to work to pay the rent, which is okay, but a chance to go to work to make a fortune? And I said, right now I'm working part-time on my fortune and full-time on my job, but it won't be long until I'll be working full-time on my fortune. Can you imagine what life is gonna be like? Now, here was my first goal when I started, and that was part-time I wanted to equal on my profits part-time what I was earning on my full-time job. This is called the magic of part-time. It is so thrilling for people to start working the business part-time, because now you can work on profits, and it doesn't take very long. If you'll really concentrate on those 10, 12, 15 hours a week, it won't be long if you really do it right and learn some of the skills I'm going to talk about. It won't be long until you can be earning as much part-time working on your fortune as you are full-time working on your job. I did that in less than 6 months. Now I've got an incredible invitation. I found a way part-time to work on my fortune, and I'm making as much money at that as I am on my full-time job. Would you like to hear my story? It was incredible. Now here was my second goal, to make twice as much money part-time working on my fortune as I was working full-time on my job. And I reached that in less than a year. Making twice as much money part-time working on my fortune as I was full-time working on my job. Now I've got an incredible invitation that won't quit. I found a way, through a unique opportunity, to work part-time on my fortune, and I'm now earning twice as much money as I am working full-time on my job. Would you like to hear my story? Do you imagine anybody would say, no, I don't care to hear your story? No. Everybody I said that to said, wow, yes, what are you doing? I said, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. Now, when I started making twice as much money part-time as full-time, here's my dilemma. I didn't want to go full-time. And why not go full-time? And the reason was because I didn't want to give up my electrifying story. Right? It was so powerful, nobody could resist the invitation to at least take a look. I didn't want to give it up, and I hung on for I don't know how long until it was, you know, almost insane. Then finally, reluctantly, I gave up my full-time job. But now, you can imagine the thrill and excitement of going to work full-time on my fortune. It was incredible. But I want you to jot down the magic of part-time. What does it take to really change a person's lifestyle? Not very much. An extra $1,000 a month, I'm telling you, will drastically change most American families' lifestyle. And that's why part-time is so valuable, because it very quickly changes a person's lifestyle. And here's what the change in lifestyle does. It's a great recruiting tool. One of the greatest recruiting attractions is the money you make part-time. Somebody said, you've been on 3 vacations this year? Says, yes, I got this little part-time thing going. Says, what's that? You bought 2 new cars, one for you and one for her? How did you do that? Said, I got this little part-time thing going. Your kids have got all these new clothes? Yes. All this stuff is happening? What is it? An extra $1,000 a month. See, $1,000 a month full-time, nobody wants to hear your story. $1,000 a month part-time, that starts to change your lifestyle, everybody wants to hear your story. So the key is part-time. The magic and the attraction of part-time gives you a classic invitation for somebody to listen to what you're doing that's changing your life. And it's not just necessarily the money that changes your life. It's what you do with the money. It's the change of lifestyle. So part-time helps to change lifestyle, which gives you a classic invitation to look at what you're doing. That's how I started in network marketing, age 25. Wow, these philosophies changed my life.
Okay, with that great context, let me give you a couple other suggestions to help structure yourself for success as you get started. Suggestion number 2, call a family meeting. Enroll the entire family into the vision, objectives, and rewards of being successful in your new entrepreneurial endeavor. Explain what benefits the family will realize by the additional income and lifestyle freedoms. Explain how this impacts every individual's hopes, wants, and desires. Your first recruits in your new business need to be your immediate family. They don't have to be doing the business with you, but they have to be supportive in every way possible of you doing the business. You need to all be spiritually on board together to be able to navigate the rest of life's demands as a family to keep your focus on building your new business. You will need to explain the short-term sacrifices that will be necessary to earn the rewards everyone is after. Explain the extra time you have to put in, some events you might have to miss, some evenings you might be out late, and some other boundaries that you need to set inside the home when you are, quote-unquote, watering their new money tree. I even called one of my companies a while back FFR, standing for Friends and Family Resources. I wanted my friends and family to know, by the very naming of that enterprise, that some sacrifices I had to make, thus they had to endure, were for their benefit if they supported me. Suggestion number 3, now set your boundaries. Create your system. Create a specific place in your home that you will do your business. Only do it there so it doesn't take over your family home and lifestyle. And so when you are there, you are focused and can ask the rest of the family for undisturbed time. Create set hours. This is particularly important as you build your business in parallel to working your full-time job. Take a calendar and block out key spots throughout the week. Block out the regular local meeting times, conference calls and trainings. Block out when you will have one-on-one coffee or lunch meetings with prospects or new recruits. Block out when you're going to make outbound prospecting calls and follow-up calls. Simply figure the time you will be working the business, and then I have a very important suggestion for you. Protect those blocks of time. Work during those blocks of time like your life depended on it. Your future life does. Be steadfast about protecting that time and maximizing your productivity during your allocated time. Oh, and by the way, organizing your office, reading and surfing the web are not business building activities. Building the business is defined simply as 1, contacts with new people about the product or opportunity, 2, helping those already on your team do 1, and 3, promoting the next event, be it a conference call, weekly meeting, regional or national event, to your team. That's it. And as important, when it's not time to be doing the business, shut it down. The only way you'll be able to sustain the effort you need over a long enough period of time is if you also maintain the rest of your life along the way. If it becomes too burdensome, you will not be able to sustain it and will end up quitting long before the magic of the compound effect of your consistent effort has kicked in. Okay, let's jump into suggestion number 4. Chart your course. Set your goals. We talked about finding your major motivation and power of discovering your why. Now we have to build a plan to help you achieve that purpose and direct that great passion. Whenever I'm asked what one skill I would attribute to any unusual success that I've realized in my own life, this is my answer: learning how to set, stick to, and achieve big goals. Goal achieving is an art form. There's a big difference between the New Year's resolution or to-do list type of goal writing and a thorough system of planning, staying accountable to, and the actual achievement process of realizing well-crafted goals. I learned this process early on and was the reason why I was able to achieve some comparatively extraordinary things early in life. A six-figure income by age 18, seven figures by 24, and a $50 million company by age 27. I tell you that only as a testimony to the results mastering this skill can produce. This is an art form and has been an ongoing study and refinement process for me for the past 20 years. I have boiled it down to the essential components and built a system behind it that not only helps you articulate and document your grand ambitions, but also how to architect the plan of action to get you there and build in an accountability and improvement system that guides you all along the way to help you actually achieve those big goals. If you're interested in this system for yourself, you can access it at success.com/best year ever. If you get your hands on a copy, I can promise it will become the most important book you will carry around every day. And not because of what I wrote in it, but for what you will write in it. It will be the book that houses your why power and the collection of your passions, your core motivations for wanting to succeed, persist, and see this journey through. Now, with that yellow brick road directed towards your goals, your weekly management system to keep you moving forward, and the environment and time carved out to take the actions you need to take, we will have successfully escorted you around landmine number 2.